Morning. This is the time set for the Senate Committee on the Judiciary. We have one bill today, and that is SB 168. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here. Morlock?
Present.
Morlock here. Anderson? Hertzberg? Leno?
Here.
Leno here. Monning? Wachowski?
Aye.
Wachowski here.
Good start of the day. We do have a quorum. And let's proceed with Senator Gaines, SB 168. Good morning, sir. And the rules here, after the presentation, two witnesses, 2 minutes each, then simply those in support to step up, give their name, affiliation, and position. And then we do that with the opposition as well. So without further ado, good morning, Senator.
Great. Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. Members, I am here today to present Senate Bill 168. This bill increases the penalty for drone interference with firefighting and creates civil immunity for emergency responders who damage a drone that is interfering with emergency response. As this committee is aware, early in the course of this drought-heightened fire season, private unauthorized drones have repeatedly halted firefighting efforts. The simple presence of these drones has forced firefighters to ground mission-critical tanker aircraft unnecessarily, putting pilots, firefighters, civilians, and property at risk. Additionally, 2 weeks ago, a drone almost collided with an air ambulance transporting a patient to the hospital, putting everyone in the helicopter at risk. Through both the increased fines and creation of civil immunity, Senate Bill 168 will help keep rogue drones from interfering in these emergency situations and preventing the most effective response to time-sensitive crises. I urge your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Witnesses in support, 2 minutes each, please.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is John Lovell, and I'm here on behalf of the California Police Chiefs Association. Along with the League of California Cities, we are co-sponsors of Senate Bill 168. And I think that this is a classic example where technology has simply gotten way ahead of day-to-day exigencies, and you've seen it manifested in the numerous instances of interference with emergency services. This is an appropriate, well-measured bill, and we are very proud to be co-sponsors.
Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Madam Chair, members, Aaron McGuire on behalf of the California State Sheriff's Association. On that note, and thank you again for having the hearing where we talked about this issue, and certainly was an issue in San Bernardino County with our first responders down there as well. And we're pleased to support this bill as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Other witnesses in support, if you just step up and give your name and affiliation. I think we're in more of a kumbaya situation here, so short is better.
Hi, Darby Kernan with the California State Association of Counties in support.
Thank you.
Libby Sanchez on behalf of Orange County Professional Firefighters Association. We're in strong support of the measure. We do have one small clarifying amendment we'd hope the author would consider to incorporate emergency medical services by reference to make sure all of the fire service professionals are covered by the immunity provision. Thank you.
Is there, before we go further, is that an amendment that's been discussed?
It's something I would like to consider. My hope is that we consider additional amendments on the assembly side.
Correct.
If we could.
But thank you for pointing that out, because I
yes.
think that's appropriate.
Very
yes. good. Thank you. Next.
Good morning. John Moffitt on behalf of the Orange County Fire Authority in support.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Russell Nowak on behalf of the California Fire Chiefs Association and the Fire Districts of California in support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, Christy Baum on behalf of the California Professional Firefighters. Same remarks in support. We're in proud support of SB 167 that is now a part of this bill, and we thank you for your joint authorship, and a clarification on EMS would be appreciated. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? All right, any questions, comments from the members? We have a motion, Senator Wieckowski, followed by Senator Leno.
You know, Madam Chair, I got this interesting floor alert on one of your drone bills on 142 about the impediment of customer service, transportation, and delivery service. It seems like the industry is worried about any impediment that we may, bills that we may pass to customer service of goods. Can you comment on the impact that why we want to protect our firefighters, how your bill may have an unintended consequence of some of the drone development that's going on?
I don't think there is an issue
at all. I'm just wondering, maybe somebody's Amazon is delivering somebody's package in a fire area, and this bill may have an adverse effect on their customer service. Then, and they may say, we've got a floor alert on. They want us all to be alert of what's going to go on. Is that a possibility that we could impede commerce, right?
I think that
you mean the two sweaters and a six pack of socks that you ordered and want delivered in 20 minutes?
I just got handed this. It's you know,
into the fire zone,
an emergency.
Well, it would apply to all. All entities, whether it's commerce or not.
Oh, water. Sorry. Okay. All right. Appreciate the comment. And yes, it does refer to one of my bills. I don't think the sky is going to fall. And certainly, we had testimony, and it was very clear. And I think it was put very well. Technology is way ahead of the day-to-day exigencies and also our day-to-day priorities. I appreciate the fact that drones have some very exciting possibilities, but we heard testimony the other day about how they have caused some real safety and security issues, whether it's with a medevacing, almost hitting a helicopter trying to bring someone into the hospital, I think in Modesto, whether it was the fires. It's a problem throughout the state, mm-hmm. and I know I appreciate just setting some parameters mm-hmm. on when drone use is going to be acceptable and not acceptable in the context of what our priorities are as a society, and certainly with fires and when our first responders put themselves in harm's way, they shouldn't be having to battle a fire and a drone at the same time.
Right.
And I think that, in
mm-hmm.
essence, is what this bill calls for. So, mm-hmm. Senator Leno?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for the hearing, which was very eye-opening. And I think we're going to be learning in coming months even more and more about near misses with commercial airliners. And it gets very complex. But this bill, getting back to the business at hand, is very focused. And I also was a co-author of the original SB 167. And I would like, as you amend the bill, to become a co-author of 168, please. Thank you.
Any other comments? All right, seeing and hearing none, Senator, if you'd like to close.
Just would urge an aye vote, and thank you.
All right. Madam Secretary, this is a due pass to Senate appropriations. Please call the roll.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Hertzberg? Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
6-0. We'll leave that on call very briefly for Senator Hertzberg to come. Thank you, Senator, for bringing this bill and for your work on this drone issue. Very important. Thank you. And thank you, members. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'm going to hide your bill jacket.
So just Madam Secretary, please call the absent members.
Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye.
Aye. All right, that's 7-0. That bill is out. We stand adjourned.